The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, the build-up in Prague for the game tomorrow night has well and truly begun. I'm joined now by Off the Ball Stephen Doyle, who's over there and who will be doing a commentary with Off the Ball for the match on Thursday night. Stephen, you've just heard from Hamer Hallgrimsson.
Yes, I have indeed, Claire. Yep, good afternoon, or good morning, I should say. All pretty well in the camp. We've just been watching the team training down on the pitch here at the Fortuna Arena. It's the home of Slavia Prague. So that's where the game's been played tomorrow night. So the team are here. They've just gone through a training session, or still are. We've just been thrown off the pitch there. There's certain parts that obviously we can't watch. So they're just being put through their paces ahead of the game tomorrow night. Mm-hmm. And I suppose it's something that Hamer Hallgrimsson spoke about in his press conference. It's just good to get the players here, get them used to a stadium that they're not so used to playing in, and get them familiar with their surroundings before what is a massive, massive game tomorrow night.
So did you get a sense then of what the form is like on the squad and in the team when you were listening to Hamer, and of course Seamus Coleman as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, like Hamer, he's an incredible guy. You know, as a lot of people would know, his profession outside of football is dentistry, and I just feel he brings that kind of calmness to this particular job of a senior football coach. It might sound a bit crazy, but he's just got a very calm,
he's like a pilot
demeanor. Yeah, exactly. I was kind of saying this to the lads on Off the Ball. You know, you can think of the amount of people that he's had to calm down before they go through a root canal. Like, if he can do that, he can surely calm down a team of football players before they go out and play a massive game. So, look, I just think he brings that real sense of calm to the team, and especially on the touchline as well during the games. He's very unflappable, and I think that's the kind of thing that players like to see from their head coach, that you know, no matter how tense and how nervous the situation might get, he brings a real sense of calm to the team. And then as for Seamus, you know, look, Seamus has been around the Ireland setup now for the best part of a couple of decades. He's 37 years of age now. And even as a journalist watching him, he's a very inspirational character. You know, he's a guy who lives, eats and breathes football, but he goes out there, as he said today, he goes out there to play for country, for his teammates and for his family, you know. And I think that kind of inspirational character is certainly something that will help this team tomorrow night when they're in the dressing room before they go out for kickoff.
Uh-huh. And what's the vibe like? We've been hearing a lot about the crack with fans going over, taking all sorts of circuitous routes to get to Prague and not even having a ticket. What's it like there?
Yeah, well, I got here yesterday, kind of late evening and or early evening yesterday into Prague. There was a good few fans. I actually went on a flight from Dublin to Amsterdam and then on to Prague, and there was a good few Irish fans on those flights. So, as you say, there's people taking all sorts of routes. There's certainly, like, I suppose yesterday was kind of, you're getting an early gauge for how the fans are feeling. Funnily enough, all the fans were on the plane with me. Like, nobody was drinking. They're all just kind of taking their time and getting over there and just making sure they get settled first. But there certainly is, a quiet air of confidence around this team. I think what they did, the team themselves did in November by beating Hungary and Portugal back to back, I think that's given everybody a real lift. Because I suppose until then, we didn't really realise what this team was capable of. And to take out two big heavyweights in European football in the manner that they did, I think has given everybody a huge sense of confidence. And also because of the issues with the Czech football team as well.
Yeah, listen, tell us about that. I mean, this is a betting scandal now that is running right throughout football in the Czech Republic. How big is that story? Not that we'd want anything to unsettle them now or anything, but, you know.
Oh, of course. No. We wouldn't want anything like that, Claire, to happen. But, yeah, listen, this story broke yesterday. Now, it's really focused on one area within the country and also mainly in the fourth flight of league football here in Czechia. But it does go through all the divisions, and I think there is even somebody implicated in the top flight of Czech football. So, look, I suppose it's something you wouldn't expect to impact the national team going into a game like this. But look, there's over half of that current squad that do play their football here in the top flight in Czechia. So I'm sure it will infiltrate the squad in some way. I think one of the issues that they're going to have is that the Czech manager, who is taking over for his first game tomorrow night, he's going to have a press conference here this afternoon, just after around 2 o'clock local time. and he's probably going to have to field a lot of questions in connection with that. And it's the kind of distraction that they don't need. You know, they really want to be focusing on this game against Ireland and him getting a message out there about how his team are going to play and how confident they are going into this game. This kind of sideshow is something I don't think it's going to help them really.
All right, Stephen, we look forward to the game, as I'm sure you are, although you will be on commentary duty for News Talk when Ireland play Czechia tomorrow night, and we're all looking forward to it. Stephen Doyle there joining us live from Prague.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.